addressing the new tools the company says it's introducing to try and improve the well-being of teens on the platform. This comes, of course, after damning testimony we heard last week from whistleblower Frances Haugen, who accused Facebook of ignoring internal research that pointed to that showed that how harmful the platforms were to young users. Let's bring in Dan Halley, who has been following this story for us. Dan, let's start by talking about these new tools that Facebook has said they've introduced. How far does this go in addressing the very concerns that were raised in that Senate hearing last week?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting to point out that the tools that they're talking about aren't even in testing yet, really. So they're working on them, but they're not. It's not like it's going to be available, you know, tomorrow or the next day or even the next week. And, you know, what they're really trying to look at here is, as Clegg said, is kind of steer teens away from content if they start going down a specific type of rabbit hole, or just letting them know that they've been on Instagram for too long. Now, what is that actually going to do? We'll have to see. The steering people or teens away from content, that may help them avoid content such as anorexia content or body image issue content. Giving them a warning that they've been on Instagram too long or Facebook too long. I mean, look, you know, you can get that warning and then just bypass it probably, right? That's kind of something that you see a lot. I mean, I know that in some video games, they'll tell you that you've been playing for too long and then you just skip right past it. So I'm not sure that's actually going to have any kind of real benefit to users. Maybe it'll just make them say, oh, wow, I have been on this long. That's kind of weird. But there's also things built into smartphones already that tell you that you've been using apps for a certain amount of time. iOS has screen time, for instance, that can tell you how often you've been on things like social media apps or, you know, your browser, things like that. So it's not like stuff like that doesn't already exist. I think the nudging tool, making people move away from content that they're going down a rabbit hole with, that could likely be better. But, you know, there's more to this than just the content that teens are looking at.
And Dan, you know, the next question here is that, sure, we have gotten the outrage out there. We've gotten this very credible testimony from Frances Haugen. What's the next step now? I know we spoke last week. You sounded pretty skeptical that any type of regulation would be sped up as a result of this. But what have we heard from lawmakers about the next steps they're looking at in light of the most recent whistleblower's testimony?
Yeah, Senator Klobuchar had basically come out during the whistleblower hearing saying that, you know, we need better privacy protections, we need basic privacy protections at the federal level, saying that states are really kind of doing it on their own. She was also on State of the Union this weekend saying essentially the same thing, that we need privacy protections. We need some kind of changes to Section 230 and, you know, saying that lobbyists are lobbying lawmakers, you know, both sides of the aisle and in both the Senate and the House, trying to ensure that they still have control over the internet and, you know, the laws that govern it. And I think, you know, I still am incredibly skeptical. We've been talking about privacy legislation for literally years and nobody has done anything. And this isn't the first outrage about a social media platform. Facebook had Cambridge Analytica. They had issues in the run up to the election. We talked about this ad infinitum when it comes to COVID, hate speech, not just on Facebook, by the way, but on Twitter and on YouTube. So this isn't something that, you know, just came out of the blue. This is something that regulators have known about, lawmakers have known about for years and still haven't been able to do a thing. So again, I'm still skeptical on this, and I don't know when we'll see anything as far as privacy regulation, which is really the big thing here, or some kind of regulation ensuring that algorithms are more open to the public, something that I think a lot of experts want. Changes to Section 230, which really seems to be the punching bag for a lot of regulators, that, according to experts, isn't going to do anything. It's either going to make the internet infinitely worse or just will make it so that smaller players, the competitors that you want to see come up or, you know, the potential competitors to the likes of Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, it'll make it more difficult for them. So I really still don't see any real changes coming anytime soon, at least.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. Nick Clegg, in his both of his Sunday interviews, talking about a more fragmented approach on Section 230, saying essentially if these companies do not put the tools in place, then their immunity, liability protection should be removed. But I'm not sure that Facebook is going to be able to dictate the regulations moving forward.